This is JIS News. Coming up, Epoch says Jamaica's economy showing positive indicators. NWC imposes further water supply restrictions in the Kingston metropolitan area and government to build 3 new fire stations. The news in detail after this message.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
Now the news. The Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, says the country's economy is showing several positive indicators in the first 2 months of the current fiscal year. Co-chair of EPOC, Richard Biles, says current figures and economic indicators show that April and May were particularly good months for the country. Mr. Biles says figures for May show that revenues were 5.2% ahead of target, while expenditures were 7.6% less than projected. This, he added, has led to revenues of $1.25 billion above target and expenditures of $3.34 billion less than budgeted so far for fiscal year 2015-2016. This resulted in the country recording a cumulative primary surplus of $2.8 billion, which is $4.4 billion better than the projected target.
Generally, a good May that supported April and produced result that is in excess of budget by $4.4 billion.
Mr. Biles also commended the officials of the Ministry of Finance for achieving the primary balance target of $17 billion set by the International Monetary Fund for June. He adds that based on discussions with ministry officials, Jamaica will satisfy all the requirements by the IMF for June. The National Water Commission, NWC, has implemented further water supply restrictions to customers in the Kingston metropolitan area. This in light of a continuing rapid decline in inflows into the major corporate area water supply systems. Effective immediately, customers served by the Hermitage, Constant Spring, Mona, Hope, and Seaview systems will receive water every other day. For areas that may still encounter challenges, the NWC will seek to serve those communities via trucks. For further information on the new schedule, persons may visit the NWC's website, nwcjamaica.com, or call 929-1128. Work will get underway on the construction of 3 new fire stations this financial year as the government seeks to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB. The stations will be located in Yala, St. Thomas, Port Maria, St. Mary, and Montego Bay, St. James, and will be built under the Disaster Vulnerability Reduction Project with funding from the World Bank. Speaking at a press briefing Monday, Junior Minister for Local Government and Community Development, Colin Fagan, said all design work for the stations have been completed and submitted to the World Bank. Meanwhile, Minister Fagan says the JFB will be repairing 280 hydrants and installing 75 new ones across all parishes at a cost of $15.9 million.
There will also be routine maintenance work on approximately 1,200 hydrants island-wide. These projects will be funded from resources provided in this year's budget.
In addition, Mr. Fagan says the JFB will acquire 2 fire units, 2 water tankers, 2 ambulances, and 1 fireboat. Some 200 firefighters are also to be recruited and trained this fiscal year. And the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, says this year's staging of the Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show is expected to attract over 120,000 patrons. The annual 3-day event organized by the JAS will be held July 31 to August 2 under the theme Grow What You Eat, Eat What You Grow, Making Agriculture Sustainable. President of the JAS, Senator Norman Grant, says this year's staging is part of the Agricultural Society's year-long 120th anniversary celebration from May 2015 to May 2016.
It will focus on presenting a platform to send the signal of a continued growth strategy for the Jamaican economy. We're targeting 120,000 patrons up from 80, and the concept that we are developing and will be launching is the appointment of 120 Denby Show Ambassadors. That is approximately 10 individuals per parish who will be tasked to bring in 1,000 patrons to the Demby Show.
Senator Grant was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.